up first, Donegal. The National Football League semi-final was where their league campaign came to an end. And Ryan, they lost the Ulster final to Monaghan and then went on to lose the quarter-final once again to Mayo. And after so many high hopes, I suppose, in the early part of the year when we entered the summer, turned out to be a disappointing one in the end for us.
Yes, Oisin, I think that's fair to say. It started off in a very promising manner. Donegal beat Tyrone in the preliminary round and a good game in Ballybuffet. They then went on to destroy Armagh really in the athletic grounds. Many people expected it to be a tough game, but it really wasn't. Donegal ran away with it. Again, they went on then to play Derry and Clonus in the semi-final. And I suppose maybe the crack started the show that day, and Donegal just about edged through. They got through to the Ulster final, but like Monaghan were well prepared for them. They led by 8-4 at half time, and while Donegal came back, they just fell short in the end.
Yeah, and I suppose, Dermot, the road they had to take eventually took its toll.
Yeah, that was the case, and that was the fear after the they lost against Monaghan in that Ulster final. And on that day, you know, it could have been so different for Donegal, because they came back well in the second half, and there was a last gasp effort from Patrick McBurdy which went just wide of the post when it seemed at one stage it was going over the bar. But yeah, eventually coming up short in the quarter final against Mayo. And that was a disappointing afternoon in Croke Park.
Yeah, well, it's turned out to be a different story for Tyrone, who lost to Donegal in Ulster, but then ended up reaching an All-Ireland semi-final where they lost out to Kerry by 18 points to 111. Tyrone manager Mickey Hart believes his side did well on that day and through the course of the championship. And now with some young players starting to come through, he's very much upbeat about the future.
I believe there's a better sort of age profile in the team just now than there was in 2013. I think the experience of those younger men that they had today and indeed this season will stand to them. Now, again, the proof of the pudding's in the eating. You know, we can say that just now, but results next year will tell if that's a fact or not. So, you know, it's good to be here. It's good to have done what we have done this season. But if we don't back it up with some really good results next year, then you have to ask that question again. Just.
And once again, Chris, the wise head of Mickey Hart, shown through the course of the championship, a lot of people giving Tyrone not so much hope when they lost to Donegal, but they got them as far as the last four.
Yes, and every time you go to perhaps write Tyrone off, they come back and bringing things right up to the present day. That Ophir Cup game, I think last weekend, Hart using some youngsters who are maybe on the verge of National Football League appearances. So Tyrone, things motoring along, they're still under the surface of things. They're never too far off it.
Another disappointing year for Derry, Ryan. They lost to Donegal in the Ulster semi-final. They went out in round three in the qualifiers to Galway. Brian McIver stepping away, but it's all changed in Oakleigh County.
Yeah, it's all changed. 1993 All-Ireland winner Damian Barton has come in, and he's I think it's a 43-man panel he named. It's a big panel. He's going to give everybody a chance, and they will be in a very competitive Division 2 next year with five other Ulster counties, and they'll be looking to make a good impression in that.
Yeah, well, just back to Tyrone, we heard Mickey Hart mention about the future's bright with the underage players coming through. There was a first All-Ireland under-21 title in 14 years for Tyrone as they defeated Tipperary at Parnell Park back in May, and Tipperary really put it up to them, but there was late scores here which proved to be the fruit of the victory for Tyrone as another All-Ireland title came back to the O'Neill County. And the under-21 manager this year for Tyrone was Fergal Logan.
Fergal, your third All-Ireland final, you lost two and you finally got one, you finally nailed it.
Well, I finally nailed it, third time of asking, Francie, to be honest. One in 95, then another 10-year wait with Stewartstown Harps in 2005, and to get to 2015, I'll tell you what, I thought I was going to lose another one, and I physically couldn't believe it.
This was a terrific Tipperary team, and they really took you all the way. You know, it was three quarters of the game was up, you were still trailing, and you needed that goal from Cal McShane.
Yeah, they took us the full distance, undoubtedly, and that was the... we needed the goal. We thought we had one before that. I think it was Rory McLone went through, and it went wide, but I felt we would need a goal because the breeze was so strong, and we did it, and we just managed to nail it, you know. So it was great.
As the Tyrone under-21 manager, Fergal Logan, after that a victory in the All-Ireland final. So silverware going to Tyrone in 2015. And Jeremy, there was also silverware going to the Donegal Ladies, a first ever Ulster Senior Ladies title during the summer in July, an historic occasion, beating a highly fancied Monaghan team.
Yeah, and Monaghan have always been so strong at county level, never mind club level as well, Oisin, and for Donegal to produce a fantastic performance that day, it was one of the standout memories of the year. 2-12 to 1-10 was the final score, and as you say, it brought them a first ever provincial title.
It certainly did. A goal by Geraldine McLaughlin early in the second half, really setting Donegal up for victory. But afterwards, Donegal manager David McLaughlin had said it was the just rewards that the girls deserved following all the efforts they'd put in during the year.
Ah, that feels good now, to be fair. I think it's just rewards now for the effort the girls put in, you know, and I touched on it earlier on, you know, we had girls pulling into training and convoy on a Friday night at 9 o'clock when, you know, senior men's teams were pulling out, and they were there to a quarter past and half 11 some nights, because that's the nights they wanted to train, because they wanted all of the team there. And when you get a team prepared to make that type of commitment, they have to get the just awards, and I think they got them today.
And the occasion didn't faze them whatsoever, because we know that these girls have come through a lot of big games. The likes of Termon won in All-Ireland, you had the younger girls who have won basically All-Ireland and provincial medals at different age groups. So the occasion of an Ulster final didn't faze these girls, and they started to take a grip of the game early on the first half.
I felt, to be honest, you know, we were always in control of the game. I know maybe we got a wee bit jittery towards the end there, but look, we were probably far enough ahead of that I didn't think, unless we conceded a goal, we weren't going to lose it. Look, we're blessed. We have a great mix of girls. You have six or seven girls there in from Germany, you know, who have been through the mill with Francie Freeland, have won an All-Ireland, and, you know, there's a streak up there, backbone now, which is hard to whack. And you have other girls there, you know, Yvonne McMonagall and Katie Hearn, and, you know, Niamh Higgery, they've been there about a long time, and they've won an intermediate All-Ireland in 2010, you know. So when you take that mix of experience along with the youth, you know, and the girls that played in the under 21, like, you know, today was another game, and that's what we tried to tell them. Play the game, not the occasion, and in my book, they absolutely did.
What, 5 points in it, and in the end, did you think coming into this one, were you confident in yourself and the belief in the girls that you could lift the Ulster title? Was that there over the course of the last couple of weeks coming into this one, David?
I'm a great believer in what your gut tells you. And you can have all the stats, and you can have all the this, and you can have all of that, but you have to go with your gut sometimes. And my gut only told me that we were going to win this game. I went through the two teams last night about half a dozen times, and I looked at all the scenarios, and I told the girls this. I wasn't being cocky, but I couldn't see how we were going to beat today unless we absolutely caved in, and I knew they weren't going to cave in, so I was always of the opinion we were going to win.
Well, Ryan, Donegal were really impressive that day, right across the field. The experienced girls, the likes of Yvonne McMonagall was back, and Geraldine McLaughlin there, Aoife McDonald, Kitty Hearn, and then the likes of Amber Barrett, been lethal up front as well for Donegal, and they were thoroughly deserving of that title.
Yeah, it was quite a comprehensive victory in the end, Oisin. I think it was 5 points to spare, but they were never really in any doubt. I suppose there was high hopes going into the quarter final then, and they came up against Armagh, who defeated them in the Division 2 league final earlier in the year, and they got the better of them again in the quarter final, which was disappointing. I think there was only a point in it in the end up. It could have went anyway. It didn't go Donegal's way. But, you know, it wasn't all doom and gloom. The Donegal under 21 girls also won the All-Ireland under 21B title. They won the Aisling McGinn Cup after beating Longford. Again, Amber was to the fore, and I think she finished with 2-9 that day, and Kelly Beggs' Aisling Cunningham also scored 2 goals, and a very good victory.
Yeah, future bright for the Donegal Ladies at underage and indeed senior level as well. Michael Naughton back then in charge after Davy McLaughlin stepped down this year, turning her attention to hurling. And there was an All-Ireland title in the county in the middle of the summer, Chris.
Yes, Donegal lifted the All-Ireland Under-21C title in July. They beat Tyrone 111 to 11 points, so close enough game. And the telling score was a late Eddie Lynch effort that proved to be decisive. Also in hurling, well, Paddy Flood's side lifted the inaugural Andrew O'Neill Cup. And we shouldn't forget Ray Jurek, of course, and the senior hurlers. They had a difficult season, but they managed in the end to retain their Division 2B status in the National Hurling League.
That's all the under-county Gaelic football. Let's turn our attention to the club and the highly anticipated Donegal Senior Football Championship, which culminated, of course, in the meeting of the rivals, Niamh Connell and St Eunan's. And, of course, both of these counties, Dermot, had history in previous championship finals, but it was Niamh Connell. St Eunan's won in his favours, but it was Niamh Connell that upset the odds once again in a third title for them since 2005.
Yep, that's the way it finished, Oisin. It was an intriguing championship this year, and it was helped by the fact that Donegal went out of the championship, you know, that wee bit earlier than they did the previous year. And it, you know, it meant that games were played over, you know, the period of time that was necessary. The semi-final pairings were again two games that were all set up to be close affairs. As it turned out, both Niamh Connell and St Eunan's won pretty easy in the end, and that set up a final that again people were suggesting was going to be a close contest, and that's just how it turned out, because Niamh Connell won in the end by just a single point.
It indeed, it was a dramatic finish to the game. Let's get some reaction from that day now in McCool Park in Ballybuffet, and straight away after the final whistle, Tom Comack was onto the pitch where he spoke with the victorious Niamh Connell manager Martin Regan.
Oh, just some cloud down here now, just don't know what to say. We're absolutely ecstatic now. We worked so hard with this all year and we're just over the moon now. Absolutely over the moon.
Yeah, a real game of cat and mouse too, wasn't it?
Oh, big time. I don't think there was ever anything more than 2 points in it at any stage. There was never any more than that. And look at, we just, again, more than all year, we got the breaks at the right time. I thought we were unlucky to lose Owen now when he just went in. That was a big lift for us. We thought it would bring Owen on and to be sent off straight away. But the boys just left us so much after that red card. You couldn't fault one of them. And every man that came in off the bench, and the boys didn't get a run today. It's just the effort they put in all year. We're just delighted.
And did you see what happened with Owen?
I didn't see it, no.
No,
I didn't see it. I know he got a bit of attention himself when he got in. They were picking on him, but I there was that many people involved, and I didn't see what happened. And I don't know what happened.
And then you had a goal disallowed. Leo seems to have got through for a goal.
Now, maybe he had blown the whistle before that, but I thought it could have been played for an advantage now. But look at them, things are irrelevant now. We're county champions, and we don't care about things like that now.
And you really didn't start playing when you went the man down.
No, that's it. It made a lift for us in a way to see Owen going off, because he was a huge boost to us all year this last 6-7 weeks. Owen is a huge lift, and maybe him sent off made a lift to everyone else. We wanted to win it for him and the boys that weren't fit to play any part today, we're just delighted.
I spoke to Paul Corey at half time. You're just a point behind. Happy enough?
Well, happy enough to be just a point behind, because we felt we didn't play anything in the first half. We were really disappointed at halftime with the performance, and we said that. I think happy enough that we were a point down was a big thing, not so much with the performance. We felt there was a lot, and it took 10-15 minutes in the second half before we got going, and we just got the breaks now. We run things like, we've lost a lot of county finals. We felt unlucky, and maybe we won one lucky today now. So
yeah, but I don't think anybody believes it was unlucky given the manner in which you won it, because going a man down.
No, you couldn't fault their work rate and their effort and their desire in that last 10-15 minutes. I think it pulled us through.
As Martin Regan, who of course has now stepped aside as Niamh Connell manager, following their very successful championship here in Donegal, where they lifted the Dr. Maguire Cup for the third time since 2005. And really, right across the pitch on that day, all of their players stepped up to the mark, stepped up to the plate. And the man of the match for Niamh Connell that day was Leo McLoon.
Words can't describe the feeling we have here now. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and a strange kind of a game. Really cat and mouse in the first half, wasn't it?
It was point for point in the first half, you know, and it was really tight. And we knew at half time we were facing an uphill battle, you know, and thankfully the boys, especially the subs that came on today, just showed the true grit we had here and held on with 14 men.
Yeah, well, you know, you said the second half you were hoping for things to go well for you. At the start, they didn't go all that well for you. Owen McGinnigan just on, sent off. Then you had a goal disallowed.
Yeah, it's true. It was bad luck there in poor Owen, you know, but thankfully the boys all rode in and we won it, you know, and it made it easier for him. We're just... it was just one of those days, a bit of bad luck, but you know, if you keep ploughing on through, you'll get the luck. And thankfully we ploughed on and showed them a true spirit that we had, and that was a very good St Eunan's team.
It had to be hard to lift yourselves after that, after Owen been sent off, down to 14 men against St Eunan's, especially the way they were playing, and as I said, then to lose the goal.
Yeah, well, that's it. I suppose it, the men coming off the bench, give us a great lift to see some of them faces, you know, that could be in starting any other day, like, you know, and seeing them men come on and give us an extra lift. And so many men stepped up to the mark for us today. You know, it wasn't, I'm just taking this man the match trophy, like, but, you know, every man stepped up to the mark, and there was 15 or even 23 men there that stepped up today, and thankfully we got the cup as a reward, you know, Tom.
Makes up for the disappointment in 2012.
Yeah, it definitely does. You know, it was disappointing, and that was in the back of our minds too, and, you know, it's just great to get the cup today.
Yeah. Came in here quite confident, did you?
Ah, yeah. Well, we knew if we could perform to the best of our ability that, you know, that we could beat Unions, and thankfully we did, you know.
Well, they did beat Unions because they had the confidence to do it. But, Jeremy, it ended on a bit of a sour note because they had big plans, you know, in the camp and in the dressing room to give Ulster a real crack. And they were unfortunate not to beat Trillick in the end, but it was a dismal first-half performance. And they never really got going in that Ulster tie against Trillick.
Yeah, I think even after the match against St Unions out on the pitch when we were doing our interviews after that game, Oisin, there was a real feeling among the players that they were going to give Ulster a right good rattle this year. And as you say, it didn't just go their way. They actually won the All-Ireland Gaeltacht title in between those two games. But Trillick on that day in McCool Park in Balbuffet, they just had enough. Too much for Niamh Connell.
Because it was a fine second half performance by Niamh Connell. They were lucky to make it through in the end. Elsewhere in provincial action, Bundoran, the Donegal Intermediate Champions, and Fochan Vale, the Derry Champions, Dermot, getting to provincial finals. But unfortunately for both sides, ending up on the losing end.
Yeah, Bundoran losing out in the end to Loughan Island. They'd beaten St Joseph's and Clanairn on their way to an Ulster final, but it was a strange day, that one, wasn't it? They lost out in the end, and Fochan Vale as well were beaten. They lost out to Rock Quarry in their junior final. It was a strange provincial year in terms of the senior club championship as well, because Sloughneil had won Ulster last year. They got beat by Corrochfinn in the All-Ireland Club Football Championship final. That was way back in March. But then in the 2015 campaign, they won again in Derry. They beat Coleraine in the final in Derry by just a single point. I think Sloughneil Hurlers also won in Derry this year, so it was a double-double for them. But then they lost out in their quarter-final, surprisingly, against Scotstown. So all of a sudden, their provincial crown was gone.